Now, I wonder, do you sometimes feel as though you don't really belong? You don't really belong, perhaps at school, perhaps at work, perhaps even at home. Sometimes you feel that you're not really included. And sometimes you feel kind of isolated and alone. Well, Psalm 87 shows us this morning that we can all know what it is to be completely at home, to truly belong, to be welcomed into the most amazing place by the Lord God of heaven and his people. But first, I want to have a little quiz. Now, I wonder if you can tell me, what are the capital cities of these countries? Now, the first question is for those who are still at school, okay? Those who are still at school for the first few questions. I've got my pointy stick here, bit of my old piano. Okay, firstly, primary school children only, actually. Capital of the UK. Shout out. London, very easy, isn't it? There we are, London. There. France. Go on. Paris. Very good, there we are. Okay, now, secondary school. You can answer as well. America, USA. Go on. Washington, D.C., yeah. Washington, D.C. This Washington here, not the state of Washington, which is over there. Very good. Hungary. Capital of Hungary. Budapest. Very good. Yes, Budapest. Very good. Here. There we are. That's where our friend Anna Reed works. Yeah, very good. Ghana. Yeah, go on. Accra. Yeah, very good. Ghana, Accra. That's where our friend Penny Bakewell works, though she's in the UK at the moment. Anybody? Turkey. It's not Istanbul, no. Ankara. Capital of Turkey is Ankara. There, Istanbul's there. Ankara's there. Very good. Okay. Uruguay. Montevideo. Very good. Uruguay down here, Montevideo. Very good. Not Montevideo. No, Montevideo. And finally, Greenland. Sorry, Pam, I can't hear. In Nuuk. Nuuk. Here. N-W-K. N-U-U-K. Nuuk. There we are. So, there's that little quiz to start with. What am I talking about this for? Well, here's another part of our quiz, okay? Which is the wealthiest city in the world? No. No, not Vatican. Bit of prejudice coming out there, I think. Somebody else? Monaco? No. Tokyo. Or the other possibility would be there's an argument over this. Not Hong Kong? New York. New York. What do they say is the most influential city in the world? No. Brussels, a bit of prejudice coming out there again. No. Closer to home. London. That's what they say. Who they are, I've no idea, but they say it. Okay, purely personal one, this one. The most beautiful city in the world. I knew someone would say Paris. Yeah, Paris, the city of graffiti. Great if you love graffiti. Prejudice coming out here. What else? Barcelona. Okay. Stockholm. Yeah. We all have our personal preferences there, don't we, about the most beautiful city. Okay, and lastly, which city would you most like to live in? Can't see that on here, actually. Which city would you most like to live in? Miami, did somebody say? I thought you'd all be sitting. I thought there'd just be one voice. Tunbridge Wells. Should be a city. Okay. Thinking about cities, great cities, wonderful cities, wealthy cities, powerful cities. Let's hear from Psalm 87 about a different city. Louise, come and read to us, please, from Psalm 87. Which city is the psalm about? Zion. What's another name for Zion? Jerusalem. Let's pop Jerusalem on our map here. There we are. That's roughly where Jerusalem is. Okay. The city of God, Zion, Jerusalem. This was the greatest, the most influential, the most beautiful city in the world. Not because of the buildings, though the temple was magnificent. And not because it was rich, nor because a king or queen or president lived there. No, the city of God, the city of Zion, was wonderful because, verse 1, God himself was its foundation. God created Zion. God was there in Zion. Without him, Zion was nothing special, no different from any other city. With him, it was holy, different, special. This was God's own city. The people lived there in his presence. He was there with them. And so, verse 2, God loved Zion. Again, not because the citizens were clever or good, but just because he loved them. He chose to love them. And so, that's why in verse 3, we read, glorious things are said of the city of God, because it is God's city, and he loves that city. Now, all that, of course, was way back then. Before Jesus, way back in the Old Testament, in the days of the kings of Israel. But as those people back then read this psalm, they caught a glimpse of the future. Of the future of God's city, of the city of God. Time would come when people from all over the world would find their home in the city of God. That's what the psalm is telling us. People would belong there. They would be true citizens there. So verse 4, I will record Rahab and Babylon among those who acknowledge me. Philistia too, and Tyre along with Cush. And I will say, this one was born in Zion. Indeed, of Zion, it will be said, this one and that one were born in her. Now just look here at who is actually included in God's city as citizens of his capital city. First of all, it's Rahab. Now, you think Rahab wasn't a city? Rahab was a person. No, not that person. Here, Rahab is a metaphor, another word for Egypt. For Egypt. So let's pop Egypt here on the map. There's Egypt. Okay. And Egypt, what was their relationship with Israel? What did they do to Israel? Enslave them. Oppress them. Yeah. But hang on. Egypt is now going to be members have welcomed into the city of God. That's a bit odd, isn't it? The next one's Babylon. Babylon, modern-day Iraq. I hope my post-its are going to stay there. Modern-day Iraq. But what did Babylon do to Israel? Captured them, destroyed the city. But now, they're going to be welcomed back into the city that they destroyed. And then, who was next? Let's have a look. Let's see. Philistia. Where's Philistia? It's on the coast. A bit just above Israel. Let's pop that one there and that way. It's almost there. Philistia. The home of the Philistines. And what did Israel think of the Philistines? Not a lot. In fact, they hated each other. The Philistines irritated Israel for years. And then there's Tyre and Cush. Tyre is very close there to Philistia, so I won't put another one on there. And then we've got Cush. Now, Cush was down further south in modern-day Sudan. And these people had tempted God's people to leave him. But of all these people, hated people, tempting people, oppressing people, violent people, God says they will be welcome in Zion. In fact, it will be said of them, this one and that one were born in Zion. It's weird, isn't it? It's weird. All these people are going to be welcomed into God's city. They're going to be given full membership. They're going to be given passports, if you like. And in the passport, it'll say, where were you born? City of God, Zion. But here's a question for you. What is the city of God? What is the city of God now? What did the beginning, what did verse 1 tell us? What was the special thing about Zion? What made it special? It was glorious because God was founded it. God was there. God was there. That's the city of God. It's the place where God is. It's where God lives with his people. And so where is the city of God now? Not Israel, no. But it is in Israel, but it's also in heaven, and it's also, go on, Dacia, everywhere. Well, everywhere where God's people meet. So where is God's city, Zion, today, now? Here. Right here. We are in God's city of Zion. St. Peter's is like a little tiny suburb of the glorious city of God and of Israel, and we are the citizens. So let's see where God has called us from. Okay, I came here to St. Peter's from a village called Elmden near Cambridge, but I was born in Surrey. Let's get these. So I come from sort of there. That's me. What about you? Where were you from? Burnley. Well, Burnley. We could get an awful lot there. Anyone a bit further afield? Lagos. Yemi, come up here. Come and write your name on a post-it here and pop it on there. Put your glasses on. Lourdes, where are you from? Venezuela. Come and pop your name on a post-it and put it on there. Where are you from?
Singapore.
Come and write your name on a post-it and pop that on there. Why only a little one? Do you need a full post-it? You can use the yellow one. Sorry, use the yellow one. Yellow one. This shot. Yeah. Pop your name on there and stick it on the board. Yemi's put half a post-it on there. He's such a humble man. It's not going to stay. Right, who else? Yeah, come on. Can I write? Dee, do you want me to bring one to you? Would that be easier? I think Dee's going to make it. Who else? Jean-Paul, where are you from? Come on, come and write your name on a post-it and pop it on there. Yeah, you put yours up on the board. And Dee, where are you from originally?
Jamaica.
Jamaica. Didn't expect that, did you? Anywhere else? Wales. No, we don't count Wales. Yeah, even Wales. Even Wales. Did you ever play rugby, Sue? No. Okay, you can come and put your name on the board then. Where have you put?
Australia.
Australia. You were born in Australia? Oh, wow. But your mum wasn't, was she? Claudia, where were you born? We're going to put Greece. Yeah, because that's your heritage, isn't it? There we are. Great. Pop your name on a piece of paper. Anybody else born anywhere more exotic? We have our friends from Ukraine here as well. And where were you born?
From Bulgaria.
From Bulgaria. Yeah. And if John was here, he's from China. And we have lots of folk normally with us from Hong Kong. Alf is originally from Italy, wasn't he? And then he moved to France. So we could put... Let's do some of these. Can you find it? What are you looking for? Greece. There. Can you reach? Brilliant. So let's see. We could have had Alf from there. And we could have had our friends from Hong Kong. And John from China. Not quite sure where in China. Namibia. Would you like to come up? Do most of the... Anyone we've missed? Oh, Min! We've missed Min! Min's originally from?
Malaysia.
Yeah. Great. Excellent. Thank you. So you see, here we are, and there's probably some others we haven't put on there, from all over the place. As one, oh, hang on. I better do this, didn't I? I better do this. Wales. Don't upset the Welsh. We're from all over the world. But, and there's a big, big but. It's lovely that we can come together as one church family from wherever we are in the world. That's fantastic. But there's something so much more important than where we are on the map or where we were on the map from where you came from. Because, you see, we all come with different attitudes in our hearts and minds. We come from different places in our life, in our beliefs and so on, don't we? And so, what do I mean by this? Well, let's have a different kind of a map. A kind of a brain or a heart map. Okay? Some of us came from the city of I, me, myself. It's in a land where everyone tries to achieve their own personal goals. Some of us came from a town called Anti-Lord. A land where people don't like the idea of God, and they oppose him whenever they can. Some of us were from the place of Berryhead, a place where full of ostriches, where people refuse to read their Bible, refuse to look at the evidence for Jesus. There are many other lands like these where we have come from. There's Fear Town, where people are frightened of the idea of God. Or there's pleasure land, where people just seek after their own pleasure. Sometimes it's called hedonism land. And there's I, my way as well. But we've all come to the city of God. We've all come to the city of God. And now God can say to us, you and you, this one and that one, were born in my city. How can that happen? Well, the Apostle John says to us, everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. We get born into God's city when we come to acknowledge Jesus as the King. When we come to Him, we get a new start, a new passport, if you like. And it's as if we were born in His city. That's why we had our first reading. A bit of a complicated first reading that Bill read for us, but here are some key words from there. Jesus came and preached peace to you who were far off. Maybe geographically, but maybe just far off in your heart and your mind. And He preached peace to those who were near. Maybe those who have been brought up in Christian families. For through Him, we both, whether we are near or far, have access to the Father by one Spirit. So then, you are no longer foreigners and aliens, but you are fellow citizens with God's people and members of God's household. So do you see, wherever we're from, geographically, or in lifestyle or attitudes, when we respond to the message of Jesus, when we make Him our King, then we're welcomed into His city, the glorious city. The glorious city that is, yes, St. Peter's, but is the worldwide church. It is the eternal home for God's people, the forever home, where we truly belong, where there are no outsiders, but all are welcomed personally by the King. It's great news, isn't it? It's great news for us, especially when we feel we don't belong, we feel outside, we remember, no, the King welcomed me. Let's pray. Our loving Heavenly Father, we thank You that You have called us together to be Your people, Your citizens of Your great and glorious city. We thank You, Heavenly Father, that though we were far from You, we were lost in our own ways and our own ignorance and our own silly beliefs, yet You rescued us and gave us the gift of faith in Jesus, gave us a new start where we really belong, where we belong to You and to one another. We thank You, Heavenly Father, for all that You have done in and through the Lord Jesus. May we be faithful citizens who work hard for Your kingdom and for Your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.